Hey, and just a quick reminder that the audio-only versions of these Vital MX interviews are available on the Vital MX podcast page. Search for it anywhere you get your pods and let your friends know about it. All right, guys, we are back with another Vital MX Industry Insights. This week, I have from TYF Performance, Ty Fisher. What's going on, Ty?
Not much. Glad to be on the show.
Yeah, it's really cool to get a chance to meet you. In the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been trying to get my old butt into shape a little bit. And, you know, I've been using some troll training, and that's helped. So programs like what you're doing, I assume they're fairly similar, helping people get in shape for racing or anything in life, really. And riding lessons, all that kind of stuff is very important within this industry and to a lot of our listeners. So I want to kind of find out what your program's about. But first, I'd like to start these things by getting some of your background. Like, where did you grow up? Were you a moto kid? How did you get how did you find an interest in fitness? But let's start with where you grew up.
Yeah, so I actually grew up on a racetrack in a small town called Berwick in Pennsylvania. And I got involved in the sport of motocross very young, just due to my father being in the industry. He was a mechanic for the old Pilot racing team, and then he was a part of the Arai Helmet team. And then, obviously, just growing up on a track, I rode very frequently, and then started riding at the age of 5. Didn't start really racing until 9, but it's something that's kind of just a part of me now.
So did you race a lot growing up? Was that something, were you ever like a amateur sensation or just a local or amateur kid?
More local, just because the race schedule with my parents, it was always like every weekend. So traveling to different races was a little bit tough, but overall I was racing every weekend, kind of the up in the upper woods of Pennsylvania. I was the local track star, I guess you can say.
So was that mostly cross country then? You say in the woods, or was that, were you also doing motocross?
No, motocross as well. Like just where my parents bought the piece of property in the track. It's a nice wooded area, and then they have some acreage there as well. So it was definitely in the upper part of the mountain, but definitely still a really cool spot to grow up.
So at what age do you get interested in actual fitness? Because I never loved training. It was never something I liked as a kid. But then there's those other guys that I would go to high school with that were in the gym all the time. When did you first start getting a passion for it? What drew you to it?
Do you remember the show, The Moto Inside the Outdoors?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually started getting into like training and nutrition because I saw the one episode with Ryan Benji. He was like working out, and I thought to myself, I was 10 years old at the time, and I thought to myself, if Ryan Benji's a champion, you know, if I want to be a champion, I have to start training. So that kicked it off. I just started watching a bunch of YouTube videos, reading a bunch of men's health magazines, so just doing anything I could to help me train better and hopefully start winning championships and races and stuff like that. So at 10 years old, I started.
Wow, 10 years old. That's pretty driven. That's that's impressive. So I assume then for the next 5-6 years through high school, you continue to do the same thing, watch YouTube videos. But at some point, you have to get an education in this or get some credentials. So how do you go about that? Where do you pick up on that?
Yeah, so I found the profession of strength and conditioning. And after finding that, I really knew what I wanted to do then. So I ended up going down to college in South Florida, where I studied health and human performance for 4 years. And then I got a chance to shadow some really great coaches down there. I even got a chance to work with the Miami Marlins for a few months. So that was really awesome. And then after I graduated, I spent another 6 months studying and then became a strength and conditioning specialist through the National Strength and Conditioning Association. And then shortly after that, I became a nutritionist through the International Sports Science Association. So definitely made sure I was well-versed in different areas and definitely making sure that I have all the credentials for it.
When did you decide to start TYF Performance and make it like your own thing and do your program?
I officially started it in December of 2022. So it's just over a year old now. So not still relatively young, but definitely a passion project of mine for sure.
And leading up to starting your own program, were you working with any motocross riders or supercross riders, or were you working with other types of athletes, just kind of building your repertoire?
Yeah, so after graduating college, I was able to be the assistant coach down there for the track and cross country team. That was really awesome. And then I actually worked with Marshall Welton a little bit. And I did his conditioning programs. That was through his head strength coach was Joey Rizicki, and then I was able to work with him. Joey reached out to me, got some insight on some conditioning aspects and how to train specifically in the conditioning world, and I was able to work with him for a little bit.
So working with, like you mentioned, the Florida Marlins and other types of athletes besides motocross and supercross riders, what type of training translates? I'm sure there's specific things that you feel are more important when it comes to moto riders.
Yeah, I feel like the riders that I've been fortunate enough to help, they all knew like the importance of training, but I think specificity is the thing that's really, really key, because they weren't training for motocross. You know, a lot of people I've talked to, they tend to work out like bodybuilders, and that's not exactly how you want to train for motocross. You know, carrying extra weight isn't going to be helpful on the bike. So when athletes are training, it's not for like the aesthetics, it's more for strength and performance. So you can be very strong and not have the insane muscle mass needed. You know, you can really train strength in a different way.
And how do you go about doing that? Like how do you decide when you say pick a rider comes to you or a customer comes to you and says, hey, I want to start getting in better shape. I ride motocross, like somebody like myself, who's just a weekend warrior. What are the steps you take to kind of figure out what they need to begin with?
So definitely finding out history of training, because you have like a training age. So how well versed are you in different movements, stuff like that. So definitely getting training age, and then definitely doing just like a questionnaire and finding out previous injuries, if they've worked with a coach before, and then getting into a little bit more of like what their short-term, long-term goals are, making sure that you kind of get the whole picture. And then from there, doing a movement assessment, you know, seeing how the athlete moves, if they have any compensations, and being able to really tailor the program specifically for what different areas are going to best help them. Because some riders don't necessarily need to load, like have a bunch of weight that they're pushing. They really need to like optimize how they move. So I definitely think making sure you're paying attention to what the individual needs is definitely something to be mindful of.
Yeah, I think that like when it came to me, I wasn't doing any training a year and a half ago. I was just basically I'd ride every once in a while, and then so cardio was huge for me. I had had multiple collapsed lungs, and it felt like I really struggled to get air, so cardio was a big thing for me. But I hate doing cardio. I hate it. But then I kind of enjoy doing the strength training, which I needed that too. So I struggled before I had somebody helping me to figure out the balance. I didn't have any idea what I was doing from day to day. And I like that. I looked at your app. You sent it over to me, and I've been kind of going through it. And it's structured with different exercises each day that focus on different types of fitness.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you mentioned about like not liking how cardio, like general cardio works.
Right.
That's what I hear a lot of people say. And even some athletes that are on the app now, they, if I program like a run day or something like that, they're like, I don't really like to run. So, so actually, like, I'm sure you've heard of the term like high intensity interval training or like just like HIIT workouts in general. That's actually a really good modality to use, because motocross, it is like an aerobic sport. So you are doing, you're racing for a long time. So it's definitely an aerobic energy system. And you can actually have significant gains doing like this HIIT style of training. So that's a great way to lift weights and also work on cardio. So you don't necessarily have to hit the pavement every day to get those benefits.
Yeah, that's good. And the thing I struggle with the most is when the weather's bad and I can't go on a pedal, but I, so I have to do a stationary for, sometimes I get the, you know, with the trail training, sometimes I'll get like a 60 minute or a 90 minute, you know, just like it'll be intervals, whatever the workout is. It's almost impossible for me to do it on a stationary for that long, because it feels like it's 3 days. So yeah, definitely. When you hear those kind of things from somebody like myself, do you take that into account? Say, okay, we'll try to do something different that will work as well, but maybe be a little more enjoyable.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is logging the training. So if it's programming something that's maybe not so enjoyable, it's less likely that the athlete or individual will do it. So it's definitely it's a balance that you have to kind of find, where it's like, this is what the athlete needs and this is what I would like to prescribe, but let's see if there's a middle ground. So I think, like in your case, definitely that HIIT style of training, you can get a ton of benefits, you know, without having to feel like you're on the bike for 3 days.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah. So. When people, through the years of doing this, and when different types of people come to you, what are some common misconceptions or common things that people with that don't have a lot of background in fitness think maybe they're trying to do that's incorrect? Like, I was doing, I think, too much before I asked for help, from what I was told, because I was doing things all day long and maybe I wasn't doing them properly. But is there a couple of things that you see regularly that, like, okay, yeah, we need to adjust this?
Yeah, I think going back to kind of what I said before, like with the bodybuilding training, because like it's exactly what it sounds like. It's making the body bigger. And that's a disadvantage to motocross athletes, because, you know, you want to be on the lighter side, but also very strong. And larger muscles are very energy hungry, so they consume a lot of substrate to keep functioning at a high level. But when you train like an athlete where like strength is the goal, you can have that smaller muscle have better like neural drive, and then be able to just lift more without having to be bigger. I think that's been something a little bit more common I've seen. I've also seen, you know, agility is a big part of motocross as well, because motocross is a very reactive sport. You know, you have the gate dropping, lines are changing every lap, you have other riders that you have to worry about, and then you also have to react to the bike. If the bike kicks a certain way, you know, you have to be able to respond. So I think that agility training is super helpful to incorporate into your training regimen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm learning slowly some of these things. So I looked through your app and I really like how it works. For people that are interested, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you and kind of get started?
Yes, you can go right on the 2fperformance.us website, and that's going to just house a bunch of stuff on what the app is, what's included, what you can expect. And that's the best way. Also, Instagram, you can go on there. I have the little link in the bio that you can click on. But all of it's there. Once you get signed on, you actually have 21 days free to train. And then if you like it, you can continue. So I'm wanting to make sure that you like it. I know sometimes training is an investment into your motocross career, but also it's definitely something to, you want to make sure it's the right fit, because sometimes, you know, many coaches have different styles of training.
Yep.
And you want to make sure that the style of training matches you. So I don't want you to hop into anything that's a full commitment yet. You know, test it out, see if you like it, and then we can start working more close together.
I love that there's a free trial, because there are a lot of people that are questioning, well, should I try this? Some of these programs can be really expensive. Do I want to make this commitment? I like that, because people can kind of get a feel for it. Another question I have, this was a big one for me originally, because I struggle with diet. What is your dietary system? What do you try to, with an older guy, I'm 48 years old, right? I've eaten junk food my whole life. That's what I like. I've had really high metabolism, so I never really put on weight.
Okay.
And I don't like vegetables, so it was a struggle. What is your dietary structure? What do you kind of push?
Honestly, I think for athletes in general, protein is really hard to, like, in my experience, athletes have always had a hard time getting in a good amount of protein. So I think definitely making sure that you're getting good quality protein. Obviously, like, there's plant and animal protein. There's this thing called the DIAAS score.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that just lets you know the quality and digestibility of the amino acids in your food. So plant-based nutrients tend to be less absorbed by the body, less digestible, and then animal sources are a little bit better. So eggs are amongst like the best foods you can eat as far as all of the vitamins and minerals they have, and then also the digestibility of all the amino acids. So, I mean, eggs are nature's multivitamin, honestly.
Mm. I've been eating a lot of eggs over the last year, so that was one I actually did pick up on. It's
okay, awesome.
It's really difficult, I find, especially when I'm on the road or like people that have regular jobs, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever. It's hard to cook a decent meal every night. That's one of the biggest struggles I hear from people also is, you know, it's really easy just to go, let's just grab some fast food or let's just, you know, eat food that's not quality because you don't have the time. Do you have any suggestions for that kind of stuff? Like even just snacking during the day, something that's tastes good, but somewhat healthy and kind of get you through the hump.
Yeah, definitely for snacks, I think I wouldn't recommend like protein bars. A lot of them have like this extra sugar. Some ingredients aren't the best. So, I mean, if you can keep food as natural as it comes, that's the best thing. I know I snack a lot on like apples and almond butter. Or you can do even like rice cakes with a little bit of almond butter and bananas on there, or even switch it out with peanut butter. But I think snacks in general, you should kind of keep a little bit simple. Make sure you're getting a good mix of carbs, fats, and protein. So definitely like apples and peanut butter are great because you're getting the carbs, the fat, and the protein from the almonds or whatever kind of nut butter it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, believe it or not, jerky is really great. I think jerky is probably nature's best protein bar.
Okay. I love jerky.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. You like venison jerky? Or you
I do.
Like the,
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a huge fan of, I think venison is a great meat to consume. It's so good. So lean, and then it has a ton of vitamins in it.
Okay. Well, I can get on that program. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ty, I think this is really good for people because I do get questions about this a lot and some of my buddies who are considering training. And yeah, I think TYF Fitness is a really good option. Again, the app was really easy to use. And I think that's important for people to wake up or look tomorrow. Okay. This is what I have to do. And your app, you know, you have links to show you how to do the exercises. I think that's really important for people that don't do a lot of exercising because I'll see a name of exercise like, I don't know what the hell that is. So, yeah, I think it's a really, really cool option. And if you guys are listening and considering doing getting yourself in shape, I definitely think TYF Performance is something you guys should look into. Anything else you want us to know before we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, I think a cool addition to the app, you actually get a free like subscription box with doing the training app. So each month I handpick some stuff for you, and then you can actually fill it a form out on the actual app itself, and I send you something in like the longevity category, nutrition category, and performance category. So it might be like some fitness gear, a trial size of a supplement, but that's part of the app subscription. So you kind of get a little bit of guidance on what those best foods are to eat and what tools are best used for, like recovery tools like foam rollers, stuff like that. So that's a part of the service. I think that's a really cool little addition. It gives you insight on where to go and what supplements to trust.
That's great. I love that. I think that's definitely an added benefit. Again, a lot of people don't know about these things like supplements and all that. That's all stuff I'm still learning, and I think that's pretty common. So to have your expertise and have a connection with you through the app and be able to communicate with you would be very, very beneficial.
Yeah,
Ty, dude, really great talking to you, and I appreciate you reaching out and doing this Industry Insights.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jamie.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon, man. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.